What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, September 18th, 2018, getting into the week here. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Stuff is happening just all over right now. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. That is really great news. I just heard the spot myself. The Firearms Training Academy promotion is back. And that is a really, really, really good deal. So I hope you'll all take advantage of that. Getting on into the news, we're finally figuring out or finding out what exactly happened yesterday during the coalition attack on Syria, where a Russian Ilyushin 20 surveillance plane was shot down. And it turns out it was actually shot down by the Syrian air defense system. And the reason that happened is because these four Israeli F-16s were flying basically behind it, trying to sneak into Syria, figuring that the air defenses wouldn't engage the Ilyushin. And exactly what happened on the ground, we don't know. The radar may have picked up all five of the blips and they thought they were all Israelis. But that's basically what happened. The plane was actually on its way home. It had been conducting surveillance missions over Idlib, looking for aerial drone workshops, various things like that. And they were basically end of mission and heading home. That's when they got hit. So Russia is expressing a understandable degree of outrage because there's supposed to be this system of keeping everybody's planes and everything apart. And Russia is feeling that Israel, first of all, did not give an adequate warning about the coming strike so that they could get the plane to a safe area. And more importantly, using this tactic unnecessarily endangered the Russian plane, not to mention other planes in the area. So Russia is very, very upset. And it's perfectly understandable. And these four F-16s from the Israeli Air Force carried out a strike with guided air missiles against Syrian facilities in the area of Latakia at about 2200 on September 17th. And the fighters came in from the Mediterranean at a low altitude, which created a dangerous situation for service ships and aircraft in that area. Now, Russia is threatening what they're calling an adequate response against Israel for the down plane. They're saying we cannot allow this to go unanswered. Because of Israel's irresponsible actions, 15 Russian servicemen died. Now, Israel has carried out roughly 200 strikes in Syria over the past year and a half. Basically saying they're pushing back against Tehran's growing presence in the war-torn battle area. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
And Iran wouldn't even be there if it wasn't for the United States, France, Britain, Saudi Arabia, and Israel doing this in the first place. So that's bunk, you know? That's bunk blaming Hezbollah. You know what I mean? They gave 1 minute notice, like you said. I mean, this was Mike. They used that plane as cannon fodder. It's so obvious, you know. And you know what the adequate response is going to be from Putin? He's going to expand the air defenses. That's what it's going to be, Mike. They're going to expand it. I don't know how far out, but that's what it's going to be.
Well, apparently, the missile that shot down the Ilyushin was an S-200, one of the older ones. But it was reportedly a very heavy attack, and it involved not just the Israeli air assets, but missiles fired from the coalition ships out at sea. In fact, Russian radar was able to identify one of them as a French frigate. So they're all ganging up here on Syria right now.
Yeah, I mean, France, I hate to break it to you, but Syria's not a colony of yours anymore. Go home. I mean, my God, Mike, I mean, what is France doing there? You know what I mean? Like, was this a deal between Macron and Netanyahu or somebody else in the Israeli government? You know, I mean, you know, when I looked at the woman who's like a wretched person for the Israeli, the ambassador, that went to see the, she didn't look too happy coming out. So, but Mike, I'm telling you, I think Russia's going to expand their air defenses, maybe into Lebanon at this point, but this ain't going to happen again, I'll tell you that, because you know what? Russia's going to have to destroy their runways and their planes on the runway. You know what I mean? Because there's 15 people that just died. And it shouldn't have been. The Israelis shouldn't have been doing this airstrike in the first place. Stay home,
Israel. They shouldn't have been. You know, they're basically, it's a covert war. It's not officially declared, but very obviously war is being uncorked on Syria.
And Mike, remember you said, one spark, that's all it takes? Well,
yep.
How many more sparks do you think it's going to take, Mike? You know, I mean, I tell you, this set back Israel a little because all their spokesman was on RT saying, it's the Iranians' fault, it's the Iranians' fault, it's the Iranians'. I think Israel got pushed back a little on this, as far as I think. They're a little scared now. I don't think there's going to be any more airstrikes for the next, like, at least 2 weeks. You know,
I don't know about that. I mean, Israel wants Iran pushed back. They want the Iranians out of Syria. They've gone to a zero-tolerance policy regarding the Iranian assets in Syria, and they're just going to go on bombing until somebody around those Iranian assets starts shooting them down.
Yeah, because remember we kept saying, you know, when they sent Trump sent in the cruise missiles into, you know, if you kill a couple runs, it's all hell's going to break loose. Well, 15 just got killed on one plane.
Yes.
You know, and that's one small incident, you know. Imagine multiple incidents, you know, all hell's going to break loose, you know, because Russia has the assets to do a lot of damage to Israel if they want.
Yeah, you but know, don't so, forget, Israel has nuclear weapons, and Putin's going to be very, very careful about provoking the situation there. I think you're right. What Russia is going to do is bolster Syria's air defense system so that none of these planes can come on in. Apparently, what they've got, though, worked really well. The vast majority of the incoming missiles were intercepted and destroyed, but a few did get through and cause some damage.
Mike, dirty tricks, though, right? Just like the USS Liberty dirty tricks, just like in Ukraine where they pulled dirty tricks. Remember there was reports of them shadowing like other like planes, like cargo planes and stuff to hide under the signature of the... This was a dirty trick, Mike. I don't believe it was no accident. This was intentionally hiding behind the IL-20. That's what I think because it's just so obvious. They get, 1 minute notice ain't enough to get anybody out of the way. what I mean?
It really isn't. It really isn't. And, I agree with you that Israel's attack on the USS Liberty trying to sink it and blame Egypt for it, that was a dirty trick. But, you know, shadowing another aircraft or ship to obscure your presence there is like a common battle tactic. And so these Israeli pilots were probably doing what they were trained to do, what they thought was going to work. And quite honestly, they thought that because of the presence of the Ilyushin, there wouldn't be any air defense assets pointed their way. Obviously, they were wrong on that. And we don't have a clear picture of whether somebody said, get the Israelis and they accidentally hit the Ilyushin. Or if somebody thought the Ilyushin was just another Israeli aircraft, if somebody made a goof, we don't know exactly how it gets sawed off. But obviously something went wrong and that Ilyushin was shot down. But it was the fault of the Israelis who basically were coming in on its tail to try and infiltrate Syrian airspace. And you're right, they may have second thoughts about it, that they could get shot down by accident. But it is... very telling that while the Ilyushin was brought down, none of the Israeli F-16s were.
And I think maybe Russia should start shadowing their own planes with like Su-30s or something like that. And also, doesn't the S-200 have the IFF, the identification for friend and foe?
I don't know if the S-200 does, certainly the later missiles do. I mean, IFF has been around for a long time because, unfortunately, it is a sad reality of war that there are friendly fire incidents where your own people are shooting at each other. And IFF was invented to prevent certain missile systems from launching against, a friendly target in a moment of panic.
Yeah, like I said, it just makes me mad because this stuff just a little at a time, it's inching up there to you know where, you know. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to go back to the phones to James in Tokyo. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I hope you are well. And how's the harp playing angels back doing? I haven't talked to you in a while. Better?
She's slowly but surely she is getting better. We have another doctor's appointment later this month that's finally going to tell us just how the fracture has fused and if it's straight and aligned and so forth and so on. She's feeling very frustrated. It's taken a very, very long time. This incident actually happened all the way back in January, and she's still having to wear a back brace and she's still having to deal with the pain. So she's very frustrated. And, I've banned her from doing housework, which actually is unfortunately making the frustration even worse. But, she just has to take the time to heal. This was a serious injury. She literally broke her back.
I know. And I feel really bad. And you should also ban her from having sex because, personally, I don't believe in sex before marriage. And I'm not too sure about afterwards. Anyway, Mike, I want to talk about Iran. You mentioned yesterday how you were against, Trump putting the screws on Iran. You know, I felt that way initially, but I changed my mind after hearing numerous sources, including government officials from Iran themselves, come out and say that if this whole deal stuff isn't worked out, they're going to start giving names of European officials that they bribed to consummate this deal to allow European countries to enter Iran. It's also said that when Obama, for some reason, sends cash over in airplanes, that some of the planes didn't even land in Iran. So there's a lot of stuff maybe going down that maybe we all don't know about. Also, I want to talk about...
Well, we're trying to find it out as fast as we can.
And I want to talk about China briefly.
Before you go to China, Iran is basically trying to find a peaceful way to deal with this obvious economic aggression by the United States and its allies. Now, nobody ever produced any evidence that Iran was actually building a nuclear weapon. As a signator to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, they are allowed to build nuclear power stations. They are allowed to make their own fuel rods. And nobody has found anything that looked like a weapons program. Iran has basically repudiated the use of nuclear weapons. They don't want to get into that rat race, as it were. But still came up with this nuclear deal for Iran to basically surrender its rights under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty in exchange for an easing of U.S. sanctions. And now, of course, Trump has unilaterally pulled out of the P5+1 deal and thrown as many sanctions onto Iran as he can, with probably more to come. Iran is feeling the pressure. They're trying to keep the rest of the signatories in the P5+1 to emphasize the fact that this is all coming from Donald Trump, that they had a working deal that everybody agreed was working just fine. The IAEA, even to this very day, says Iran is fully in compliance with the requirements of the nuclear deal. But Iran is they're seeking economic help from Europe because of the pressure on their economy. They're looking for somebody who's going to be willing to defy the United States embargo on Iran's oil, which they've already found a few. Iran is starting to play hardball because they really don't have any other choice.
Well, the IAEA and Europe are saying that Iran is in compliance, but it is said that these people have received bribes, which is why they are saying that. And Trump, I believe, in his current position as president of the United States, might have a little more information than other people, which is also why you might see people like John Kerry maybe almost breaking the Logan Act, going over there and trying to smooth things over so all this stuff doesn't come out. So what I think is that Trump is playing hardball and is going to make them to comply. For example, even North Korea hasn't complied with a lot of stuff.
To make Iran comply with what? They're already in compliance. What Trump wants is
it is said that they are in compliance. And however, it is also said that they have been giving bribes, even by their own government officials, even by Iran themselves, that they're going to tell who these people were if all this stuff wasn't worked out. So you don't even
have
to listen
to me like
the bribes
Hang on, James. It sounds to me, and first of all, I'm looking for confirmation on this because I had not heard this yet. And there's so much fake news being thrown around these days. We got to double check everything. But it sounds to me like the bribes were going to European Union, or were basically going to officials in the countries that signed the P5+1 deal. And that I think you're taking a bit of a leap, implying that the IAEA is being bribed to say that Iran is in compliance. Because, again, prior to this whole P5+1 deal, Iran was playing by the rules. As a signatory to the NPT, they were under constant inspections and surveillance by the IAEA. And at this particular point, I want to wait for some more confirmation about this bribery story. But what Donald Trump...
The European members who signed up for this are going to overlook any non-compliance on the part of Iran for receiving their bribes. All I'm saying is, if Iran complied, then I think America basically should adhere to the agreement. If they haven't, and if this whole bribery scandal comes out, for example, like this whole frame-up stuff is coming out now against Donald Trump with the release of all these documents, then I think might agree that Trump is doing the right thing. So I think what it takes now from both of us is a little time more to clarify things.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. When was the last time that Iran initiated a war of conquest against another nation?
Oh, probably maybe about a year or two before you were born, Michael.
It's 200 years, and they certainly have not initiated a war of conquest against their neighbors ever since the Iranian Revolution of 1979. It's not in their nature. They're not a warlike people. Okay, contrast that with Israel and the United States, which can't seem to go for a month without bombing somebody. You know, the Iranians just want to be left alone.
Like a day. But yeah, I agree with you totally about that. Hey, can I move on to China quickly?
Actually, we're coming up here on a commercial break. I'm going to have to put you on hold and let you come on back after that break. I mean, you can start, but we've only got 20 seconds left.
Well, before you mention, you talk about Russia and how it's been very good for them with all the sanctions, and they've been able to make their economy more self-sufficient. And yet, when it comes to America, you're kind of down on America for putting the sanctions on China because a lot of these products will become more expensive, and I could finish that after the break.
Yeah, we got to take a break here, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And once again, we are standing in front of you with the collection played out because we need your help to keep doing what we are doing. And there's no such thing as too small a donation. Every little tiny bit helps. So the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can do a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during normal business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And don't forget that Firearms Training Academy promotion is it's back, and that is a really, really good deal. And for those of you wishing to donate to What Really Happened, and we need that, we need your help, you can hit that donate button on the main page. All right, let's go back to the phones. Ooh, the lines are getting really loaded up here. Okay, James, my concern about a tariff war with China is it was ill-timed.
I just heard you talk about the donations, and I'll I'm going to send my third one soon. But when I did my first one, I asked for a small photo, a signed photograph by you, and I never got it. But I'm still going to send my third one.
Oh, I apologize for that. We actually have the photos, and I'll make a point of remembering this time.
All right, thanks, man. Okay, so back to China. So I've actually been to China. It was like 20 something years ago. I helped my father-in-law set up a chemical factory there. And the first thing I noticed when I got off the airport and get out on the streets is there's like everything from, you know, Cartier watches to Louis Vuitton bags to American cars and this and that, and it's to McDonald's, and it's all fake. And plus, with the technology transfers, plus you're talking about how Russia's become self-sufficient by, having to produce stuff by themselves. And I think what they're doing in China is a good thing, although I do appreciate cheap Chinese goods, especially living in Japan, which is maybe the second most expensive city in the world.
Well, again, the issue of China counterfeiting products, that is a big one. And China seems rather intractable on that. But I think we should have put a little more investment into rebuilding U.S. manufacturing before we got into a tariff war with them. Because Trump is throwing all these tariffs on imports from China. China is responding back with their tariffs, but it's largely symbolic because the U.S. doesn't really have a lot China wants to buy. That's a big reason the trade imbalance is as great as it is. Now, back when we were a manufacturing powerhouse, we made a lot of products that were the best in the world, and people were willing to pay the higher prices to get them. Those days right now are gone. Our manufacturing has been declining for 30 years. It's not going to come back overnight.
Yeah, I think you're wrong. I think, you know, no one's going to put money into manufacturing, you know, when this kind of, you know, deal with, you know, the free trade with China, where China can do everything and America is tariffed and copied and the technology transferred. And I think it's just a very, very terrible thing that's happening to a manufacturer. But the manufacturing cannot come back unless these tariffs are done. The same way that you espouse, you know, the benefits of Russia having to become self-sufficient and depend less on their oil industry. And lastly, I just want to talk briefly about the American economy. I hear Dustin from New Jersey always saying that it doesn't benefit the ordinary people. Well, I'm an ordinary people, although I am in Japan, but I don't have Social Security in America. I don't have a Social Security in Japan, but I have some investments, two main investments in America, basically prisons and refineries. And personally, Trump has turned my whole life around, where with prisons, they're allowing, you know, the federal agencies to do private prisons again. And as far as refineries, they allowed small refineries to eliminate RIN costs, which is basically putting ethanol into like a percentage of ethanol into oil in order to make gasoline. And by those two actions, I mean, it turned my life around, and now I'm 55 and I can finally retire, basically directly thanks to Trump. So as the rich people I know in the U.S., it hasn't changed them pretty much. The severe poorly people I know, it hasn't really changed them so much. But the middle-class people I know in America, friends of mine I still keep in touch with, they're doing a lot better. I don't know. What do you think?
You must have a very select set of people, because looking around here on Hawaii, we can see the decline. Anyway, listen, I need to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. The phone lines are loaded on up, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we get back to the phones here, somebody just sent me an article about this claim that Iran is going to reveal which officials which Western politicians took bribes to make the Iran deal happen. But this is not actually originating from Iran. The story is coming out of the Jerusalem Post. And so I would want to hear confirmation from Iran that somebody in their government actually said this. Again, truth is the first casualty of war, and we are currently living in an ocean of lies. So we need to keep a look on this. Keep watch on it. All right, let's see. Getting on back here to the phones. Art, off the grid, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, man?
Doing fine.
I think you and I are pretty much about the same age. When I was in school, social studies was mandatory part of the curriculum. And I'm pretty sure it was for you as well. Sadly, they don't teach social studies anymore, because if they did, more people would know how the government is supposed to function than actually do.
Yes.
With regards to the Kavanaugh hearing, interesting, Miss Susan Collins. You know, lady, you have got to be a complete and utter idiot. And I'll tell you why I say this. Anyone who knows how the system and how the government is supposed to work and function knows that congressional hearings and confirmation hearings are held and function basically in the same manner. Only with congressional hearings, they will call people in to testify on an issue, whereas confirmation hearings, they are basically doing an interview for a position. Now, the only people in there, other than maybe reporters and some witness, you know, people who want to sit, and, you know, kind of like in a courtroom, kind of the same thing, where you have people come and they sit and they watch, no one else is supposed to participate. We got Susan Collins wants to bring in Kavanaugh's attorney and this other lady's attorney so that her attorney can question Kavanaugh and his attorney can question her. I'm sorry. When the hell did this turn into a damn trial?
Well, they're trying to try him in the media, but you're absolutely right. It's completely inappropriate. Outside lawyers have no place there. Kavanaugh is supposed to be questioned by the senators, and that will basically be it. But, you know, we're going to be talking about Kavanaugh a lot further into the show here. But apparently there is now an ad campaign. They are so desperate to try and get the American people to call their senators and say, vote Kavanaugh down. Apparently, they're putting up ads all over the place now. Yeah, and there's absolutely no proof of any of this. This is Anita Hill all over again.
Yeah, they even tried to threaten Collins with some kind of GoFundMe account that if you do this, we'll put the money towards something else. But if you do this, we'll put the money towards somebody to run against you. This is absolutely insane. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. If you went to a job interview and found yourself sitting there before a panel and you were questioned by an attorney, would you want that job? And with that, I'll leave with one more thought. If we allow this kind of stuff to happen where they turn these because if we let it happen at a confirmation hearing, we're going to have to let this kind of stuff happen at congressional hearings as well. And if we allow that to happen, we are one step away from the globalist agenda where instead of going into a court of law, you will go into the International Criminal Court and you won't stand a damn chance. America, you better wake the hell up.
All right. Well, thank you for your phone call, and you make some very, very good points. But the Democrats are trying to turn this into a circus. But like I said, we're going to be talking about that a little further into the show. Thank you for the phone call, Art. We're going to take another phone call. This is Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. I ran across an article today from Breitbart, and it's talking about, and I forget what the headline actually said, but it was to the tune of $3.4 million being funded by the Tavistock Industry or Institute to sterilize children. Thought that was kind of a weird headline. I was wondering if you had any more information on that, or what type of children?
I had not caught that yet. I'll definitely take a look at it. But, you know, part of the New World Order globalist agenda is to drastically reduce the human population, which wars are really good for. If you remember the Georgia Guidestones, it calls for reducing the global human population to just 500 million, which sounds like a really nice idea. But again, I have a real issue with people playing God with other people's lives and the idea of sterilizing children. I mean, if adults want to get sterilized, you know, if guys want to get a vasectomy or something like that, that's one thing. Children, they're too young to make that choice or to even understand its implications.
Absolutely. Now this next thing that I want to tell you. I said it on Trump Phenomenon, Jamie's broadcast, but this affects, you know, you, Jamie, Mr. Steve Elkins, and the owner, John. You guys don't know how much you've touched my life. You've helped me put a bottle down. Just stop feeling sorry for myself and actually standing up for what's right. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, you are very welcome. You're very welcome, and thank you for those very kind words. Sometimes we don't actually get a lot of feedback from out there in the audience. Radio is, except for the phone calls, radio is a one-way broadcast, and it's very hard to know whether we're having an impact or not. So I'm very glad that we were able to be of benefit to you, and I thank you for those kind words.
Well, you have a great day, sir.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again, and we're going to get on back to this situation in Syria. Now, Russia and Israel have had fairly good ties despite the turmoil in the Middle East. Now, when they were in Syria, there was supposed to be this system of communication to keep the various engaged players out of each other's ways. That clearly broke down yesterday. And a lot of people, there's an article from Russia Today saying that Russia-Israel ties could suffer from this incident. And I guess Netanyahu is realizing this was a big oopsie because apparently Netanyahu made a telephone call to Vladimir Putin where he expressed his regret at the loss of Russian lives, which is probably going to be as close to an outright apology as we're ever going to see. And Netanyahu, of course, stressed the importance of continuing coordination in the security area between Israel and Russia. And again, that's the part that broke down last night. Syria's Sana news agency is saying that the air defense system did down the majority of missiles aimed at Latakia. And apparently the state technical industry institutions in Latakia had been targeted, adding that they were likely a result of Israeli strikes on that state technical company, which is connected with the military. They also hit the power station in Latakia and, for some reason, an aluminum factory. So one of the other issues is that there were a lot of missiles, more than could be carried on those Israeli aircraft. So some of the ships out there in the Eastern Mediterranean were involved in the attack, and Russian radar actually tracked, they were able to get a good track on one of the missiles coming in and trace it back to a French frigate, the Auvergne, which is France's newest frigate. It's a missile carrier, obviously. And again, this is edging so close to full-on war, which is basically what the U.S. wants here. Okay. All right. We're going to take another phone call, and we have Lila in Ontario. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I was wondering, how does the IAEA conduct its inspections? Because I've just looked at the list of members, and every one of them looks to me like they are not likely to know the intricacies of nuclear weaponry and searching for evidence of it would require a great deal of knowledge and high-level sophisticated knowledge. So I'm wondering, do you know how they conduct their inspections? Because as I said,
yeah,
the list of members...
There, well, what you're looking at is basically the governance, you know, the people in charge of the agency. But they send out highly trained technical inspection teams that go to Iran on a regular basis, and they go around to the various places where items are stored and make sure that the locks are still in place. And I believe they also have continuous closed-circuit TV cameras operating in some of these areas as well.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like now, but I do know that a member of the PFLP was once a member of the inspection team when they were checking out Iraq. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, there's going to be a kind of ethnic bias there or religious bias, but when you have weak members, weak member states, and the exact identity of the inspectors is not known, it certainly is possible, because bribery is very, it's so common in human nature to be vulnerable. And certainly a nation as old as Iran would have perfected the art of bribery.
You're making the assumption that Iran had something to hide. Okay, and until you come up with some, you know, evidence of that, I think we need to look at this inspection process at face value. I mean, even before all this whole P5+1 deal came on up, you know, Iran was going with the conditions, the provisions of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which said they were allowed to build nuclear power stations or have them built. They contracted with Russia to do that, and they were allowed to enrich uranium to make fuel rods and various other nuclear products like industrial destatickers or these machines that are used to X-ray buildings to check for structural failures.
No, it's not I alone that's making the assumption. I mean, there's already a presumption that people tend, or countries will not always be open with regard to what their activities are.
That's certainly true of Israel.
Well, of anybody. I mean, Israel certainly top of the list, but that doesn't mean that everyone else should be taken at face value, especially when there are centuries of enmity that, you know, they've been involved in. So anyway, it was just a question about how we find out the identity of the inspectors and how exactly and what their schedule is, because I did a search and on the site, and I asked for querying the procedure of the inspection, and couldn't find anything. And that surprised me that they don't publish this, because one of the things that came down in the drop-down menu was the inspections in Iraq. And that's long ago. I looked for Iran, and there's nothing. It came up with absolutely a blank space. So I think it's interesting that they should publish the names of the inspectors, the qualifications of the inspectors, and the schedule on which inspections are done. I'm not saying that there's reason to
That would expose the inspectors to even greater outside pressure, harassment. I remember during the inspections in Iraq, one of the American technicians, one of the American representatives there, was actually accused of trying to plant a sample of weapons-grade uranium in one of the Iraq facilities. And when the rest of the IAEA demanded the sample be turned on over to compare, the U.S. team simply destroyed all the samples. So there was something going, you know, I imagine probably a lot of these inspectors are also intelligence assets. But again, I keep thinking back to how everyone was saying Saddam had nuclear weapons, Saddam had nuclear weapons, Saddam had nuclear weapons, and it turned out, no, he did not. So I'm not inclined to listen to people who are now screaming Iran is going to build nuclear weapons, Iran is going to build nuclear weapons, because frankly, I'm sick and tired of getting lied to about all of this nonsense.
I agree, and I've always been a defender of Iran. However, the whole notion of people being above questioning, or at least speculating on the possibility of bribery, is certainly something that should always be kept in mind. And their identity is easily known to those who want to know and who have the resources to find out. So I don't think publishing the schedule and the qualifications of the inspectors is necessarily going to place them in jeopardy or make them more vulnerable to pressures of any kind. But anyway, I just don't like taking anything at face value anymore. As I said before, believe only half of what you see and none of what you hear.
I would agree with you. And of course, the way that IAEA would get around the possibility of bribery from Iran is to rotate the inspection teams. Sooner or later, somebody's going to blow the whistle on this, if it was really happening.
Yeah, if they're able to. I mean, look what happened to Hassan. Whistleblower.
They don't stay in Iran.
Is no longer a safe activity. But anyway, nothing should be taken at face value, is my personal philosophy. Anyway, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. I mean, frankly, if there was any kind of bribery going on with the IAEA, they would have to bribe so many of the inspectors on a recurring basis. If it were happening, we would have heard about it by now. I think this is just more of trying to demonize Iran ahead of making war on it. We have seen this pattern so many times before. Please don't fall for it again. All wars are started with lies, fraud, and deception. We saw that certainly with Iraq, and here we go again with Iran. We got to take a break for commercials. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take another phone call. Frank in London. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just wanted to ask, Mike, just a couple of things. Does Iran have a group of inspectors that that is allowed to travel to the U.S. or Britain or France to inspect their nuclear capabilities? I'm just trying to find out.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Now, technically, the IAEA does inspect the nuclear facilities and weapons of everybody who signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. But they've only been allowed into Israel once, and Israel literally built a fake wall to hide the passageway to the bomb factory under the Dimona reactor.
Well, Israel can always hide behind the exceptionalism, I suppose. They can say, well, they are exceptional whenever it's revealed that they do have nuclear capabilities. And I'm sure
Netanyahu pretty much dropped the pretense in a speech he made a little while ago about, you know, he was threatening the other nations in the Middle East and saying, you know what we can do. It's an open secret. Everybody knows Israel's got these nuclear weapons. They know how they got them. They've known about it ever since Mordecai Vanunu blew the whistle on them. And it's almost funny, if it wasn't such a serious topic, it would be funny seeing our politicians going on with this this phony play of pretending they don't know Israel has nuclear weapons.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my eyes opened some, I don't even remember, the first Gulf War. That's when I started questioning things. And you opened my eyes further when, well, it expanded my conscious awareness of what's going on when you said, I think about a couple of years ago, that Iran has not invaded another country for 2 centuries. And, you know, I remember this, the 10-year war between Iran and Iraq, and I've always had these the propaganda fed to me by the BBC about how what the war was and how evil these Iranian was. And so that's what's, well, I was brainwashed with for a long time, and until I started doing my own research and basically analyzing things for myself. And I realized that sometimes a lot of these powers in the West now, logic, truth, and justice does not always exist, does not come in the same sentence with them. You know,
there's a lot of propaganda, and this is just more of the same thing here. Now, just to clarify things, I don't think a nuclear-armed Iran would be a bad thing, because countries want nuclear weapons as a deterrent so that they can't be invaded. And that's why the U.S. is trying to get North Korea to get rid of its nukes, and they're trying to make sure that Iran doesn't have nuclear weapons, and now they're after the long-range missiles. They want it to be an easy cakewalk to take these countries over. And given that every nation that has surrendered weapons of mass destruction to U.S. pressure has been subsequently invaded, I could understand why Kim Jong-un is maybe a little bit cautious about giving up his nuclear weapons. And
agreed.
You know, remember, for all this talk about Saddam's nukes and Iran's nukes and everybody's nukes, only one country has ever actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction on the civilians of another country, and that is the United States of America. We got to take a break for station identification. Thank you for the call, Frank, and we'll be right back.
Cheers, Mike.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.